I saw the Duchess of Devonshire last night across the room at the Messiah. She and the Duke came alone. It was charming. My two sisters, Lady Howe and I, sat upon an upper bench and the three girls at our feet. The King and Queen seemed to take great notice of such a collected Howery. Caroline Howe's playful vignette of a night at the concert in 1786 portrays her family as a well-known group in Georgian high society. Caroline's inner circle included some of the leading characters of the century. Fashion diva, the Duchess of Devonshire, gossip and eccentric Horace Walpole, the pleasure-seeking George, Prince of Wales, notorious adulteress, the Duchess of Grafton, brave General James Wolfe, who had taken Quebec for the British Empire in 1759. Yet today, little remains of Caroline's world. A fire destroyed the Howe family papers within 20 years of her death in 1814, and their dynastic seat of Langer Hall in Nottinghamshire was pulled down in the 19th century. The public careers of her brothers, George Augustus, 3rd Viscount Howe, Richard, Admiral Lord Howe, and General Sir William Howe, are all that is remembered of this remarkable generation of 8 siblings. The Howe women get barely a mention in the military biographies. Caroline, and the sisters and nieces who made up her fanciful Howery on that musical evening, have joined the legions of forgotten women who simply disappear from history. It would be wrong, however, to imagine that the Howe women would care about being rescued from obscurity and restored to the pages of the history books. The feminist slogan, "Well-behaved women seldom make history," coined 2 centuries after they flourished, would have had little meaning to them. These self-assured women did not crave posterity's validation, and they barely troubled to consider whether they were well-behaved. What they did care about was the welfare and reputation of their dynasty. 3 notable Howe women, Charlotte, Viscountess Howe, Mary Herbert, Countess Pembroke, and the Honourable Caroline Howe, would have a decisive impact on the careers, fortunes, and characters of their more famous male relatives. Caroline's mother, the Viscountess Howe, born Charlotte von Kielmansegg, was not yet 16 when she married Scroope, 2nd Viscount Howe, in 1719. In her wedding portrait, she appears girlish, wearing a loose silk gown with her hair arranged around her shoulders and one hand fondly stroking her little spaniel. For her, as for any woman of her day, marriage was the defining moment in her life. That one brief ceremony conferred on her as much formal authority as she would know in her lifetime through the roles of wife, mother, and household manager. The bride in the portrait looks too young to take up the position of Viscountess Howe, presiding over the dynastic seat at Langer Hall in Nottinghamshire, managing a house full of servants, establishing a proper footing with the tenants, and hosting balls and dinners for her aristocratic neighbours. But Charlotte von Kielmansegg was raised for the role of Lady of the Manor. Charlotte was born in Hanover, Germany in 1703, the daughter of Johann Adolf, Baron von Kielmansegg. Baron von Kielmansegg was master of the horse at the Hanoverian court, and Charlotte spent her early years moving between the royal residence of Herrenhausen Palace and the Kielmansegg family home of Feintasie, well known for its exquisite décor and objets d'art. The Baron was well liked by the Hanoverian royal family, but it was Charlotte's mother, Sophia, who gave the Kielmansegs their assured position as court favourites. Sophia was the illegitimate half-sister of George Louis, Prince Elector of Hanover. She had been raised at court alongside her illustrious brother, and the two maintained a lifelong bond. Sophia was a vivacious, intelligent woman, but she could also be demanding and unstable. In the intense atmosphere of the royal family, she felt entitled to compete with George's mistresses and other family members for his attention. It was a dangerous game. The subjects of the absolutist Kingdom of Hanover did not have the rights and liberties of an 18th century Briton. A cautionary tale was the fate of the Princess of Celle, who married George Lewis in 1682.